All right, welcome to a special edition of Saints Happy Hour Quick Shot, where we go 10 minutes and that's it. And we're doing it for the third round pick of the Saints. Right now, we got a pinch hitter tonight. I love this guy. We had him on last night at our drunken special podcast, John Sigler, Canal Street Chronicles, because he knows players' names that most of you are like me. You never heard of them. So, John, thanks for joining us on short notice. Saints just drafted in the third round. They drafted a dude, Tyquan Smith. I like the name because I like to say, Jerry, I want the Quan because I'm old and I like Jerry Maguire. But I don't know nothing about this dude. I know he caught 60 passes for 1,100 yards. Tell us about him.
Okay, yeah, Tyquan Smith. He fills a body type the Saints have not really had since Robert Meacham and Devery Henderson were tearing it up. He's 6'1", 205, runs a mid 4.4. Great play speed. Dude is really tough across the middle here, especially out of the slot. Ran a lot of crossers. I'm looking at the PFF catch map they do in their draft guide every year. This dude caught all over the field. He's not limited to one kind of a role, lining up at one spot. He can do it all. My man averaged 19.9 yards per catch last year, led the team. 55.5% of his career catches have been a first down or a touchdown. He can stretch the field. He's money when you need him to be. Gosh, he's just a heck of a player. Very underrated, you know. Because
why does he fall to the third round? Did he kill it? Did he kill a hobo? What did he do? Why did he fall? Why is he in the third round? He sounds fantastic, John.
He probably kicked some puppies or something. I don't know. He went to UCF. You know, that's not exactly the most high-profile program, even though they're the reigning national champions. The guy, he's got some issues with drops. He's dropped, I think, 16 passes on 191 attempts over the last 3 years. So you'd like to see that worked up. But tell me right now, who is the quarterback at UCF, Ralph?
I don't know.
Okay. So he's going
Dante Culpepper? Is he still there?
He's as good as anybody. Well, he's going from nobody to Drew Brees. So I don't think the drops are going to be as big an issue moving forward. Let's see the guy.
I mean, and look, they turn Kenny Stills into something. I mean, they can find dudes and make them good.
Oh,
at
yeah.
Receiver.
Yeah. And you know, if you look at who the Saints have at receiver, everybody's like 6'3", 6'5". This is the only guy who is kind of on the smaller side, who can make plays underneath, who can run across the middle out of the slot. I think he's your instant Willie Snead replacement, but he's got some of the same big play ability we got out of Brandon Cooks. This is a great fit for him. Evaluators I trust love the pick. I think the Saints made a really good move here, and he should contribute right from the jump.
Yeah, and I mean this. I'm going to use the word right, but this looks like the Saints just went best player available. Like they got their pass rusher last night, and they just went best player available. Is there anybody that you, when you were looking at this pick, you're like, God damn it, that was my guy. I wanted them to pick him instead of this wide receiver.
Yeah, I had two guys. Terrell Crosby, who's a left tackle from Oregon, was somebody I really wanted. The other one was Ian Thomas, tight end from Indiana. Both of these guys are really good athletes for their size, for their position. They could play right away. And I was really hoping they'd land in New Orleans. But, you know, Tyquan Smith, I think he's going to be fine. He's going to be a big player right away. I think he's going to be a lot of fun over this summer.
What? Because the Saints, they still need to me. They really wanted to keep Senyo Kalamete. And they tried like crazy to keep him. And it wasn't really a money issue with him. He was just like, I want to go to Houston because I want to start, you know. And for the Saints, he played a lot. But that was only because of injuries, right? So he wanted to start, and that's fair to him. But they still need a dude that can, like, be okay at a bunch of different spots at the offensive line, right? So as you look into the fourth and fifth round, because really the sixth and seventh round, those are just, like, scratch-off $1 lottery tickets. To me, your last chance to, like, get a dude is, like, the fourth round probably, fifth round – not so likely. So what's left at offensive line?
Man, not much. I mean, these teams are cleaning up here at the end of the third round.
John, you're breaking my heart.
I'm just breaking my heart too, Ralph. It hurts. It hurts. Yeah. Man, two guys I really liked. It sucks seeing them go was Martinez Rankin from Mississippi State and Alex Kappa from Humboldt State. Both of those guys look really good at the Senior Bowl. They can both play tackle and guard. They're both pretty good athletes. I was really hoping they'd be there for the Saints. It just didn't happen. Let me run down my list here for offensive linemen that are left. It wasn't a great draft for O-line at the top. The Saints kind of missed out on that. And now these so-called sleepers are, you know, well, they're awake now. So that's not happening.
So let me ask you this. As we look at wide receiver, you've got Coleman, Carr, Smith, and you got your top three, Thomas, Ginn, Meredith. You got Coleman, Carr, Smith. Is it time to pour one out for our favorite midget, Tommy Lee Lewis? Is he donezo?
Maybe. Until the Saints find a punt returner, I think the legend of Tommy Lee lives on. I just don't know that he's that. I don't know that they're going to have a spot for him here soon. Okay, here's a name. Are you ready for a name for offensive line? Okay.
I'm ready for a name. Yes,
DeMarco Jones, left tackle, Ohio State Buckeyes.
Oh, dude, he's as good as picked if he's there in the fourth round, right? I mean, that's the official – it's the official farm
I'm
team
telling
of the
you,
New
man,
Orleans Saints.
That's the pipeline right there. So as far as I know, he's still available. I'll need to double-check that to not look terrible in hindsight. But as far as I know, he's still out there. He's been working with former Saints great left tackle LaCharles Bentley at his O-line facility in Arizona. He's a technician.
Here's the thing. We got 3 minutes to go. So if you look at this draft, I want your thoughts on the number one pick because everybody's given it, and I want yours. But here's the thing. When the Saints are done with this draft, in your opinion, if they don't do X, you will be very disappointed.
Yeah, the thing that will really let me down is them not getting a young tight end. Just because all the guys they've got are okay, but they're all close to 30.
Ben Watson is a young 750.
We got Moses leading off the pack there. Or Nebuchadnezzar, whoever it was that was 800 years old. It's not great. It's not great, Ralph. I don't want to see Kobe Fleener struggling to get on the field again for the third year in a row.
Dude, Kobe Fleener is never playing in the NFL again. He's got like a trillion concussions, and he can't pass the concussion protocol.
Yes.
That's why the Saints can't cut him. So you're saying if they don't get a tight end, you got ancient 100-year-old Ben Watson, Hooman, and Josh Hill. Josh Hill was the man in the playoffs,
dude,
though. You got to give it up for Josh Hill in the playoffs.
Josh Hill?
I want to play off Josh Hill every week.
Playoff
Rondo. It's like we need playoff Josh Hill. He's playoff. So we need that. So, okay. So everybody's kind of giving their opinion on the Saints moving up for Marcus Davenport. Give me your thoughts on him. What is your realistic expectation for him?
So Marcus Davenport in 2018
seconds.
Is going to get on the field 30 to 40 snaps per game. He's going to split time with Alex Okafor there on the right end, going against left tackles. I'm expecting him to get at least 4 sacks as a rookie. I think that's a realistic expectation. The sooner Ryan Nielsen can get to work with him, the better. As far as teaching him to work out of a 3-point stance, get his leverage a little lower, get more comfortable playing with his hand in the dirt. I think he's going to be a great talent. I think it may take a little bit to get there, but the cop I really love for him from just a pure talent standpoint, Alden Smith. The guy came out, was not a complete pass rusher, but he had enough to dominate early. I think this is a very similar situation, and I think Davenport's going to be very good.
That's a great name. The guy I was thinking of is Bruce Irving, who I believe the Seahawks took, and everybody was like, "Oh my god, I can't believe the Seahawks took him at 15." And they were like, "Dude, just go get the quarterback, you know, And I think that's what the Saints are going to be with Davenport. They're like, dude, don't worry about the run. Don't worry about this. Don't worry about it. Just go get the quarterback. And he's going to be really good. He better be, because they gave up a shit ton to get him. So that wraps it up. We're out of time. John, appreciate you pinch hitting for Andrew tonight. People, go to Twitter. Find him. John Sigler. Go to Canal. Find him. He's awesome. He's one of my favorites. Thanks for joining us, guys. We're out of time.